This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Food and Drug Administration has recently approved a new type of non-opioid painkiller to treat moderate to severe acute pain, according to the agency. Experts are hopeful about this, but there's still some unanswered questions. And here to talk to us about it is Dr. Mordecai Potash, pain specialist, Tulane Program Director, and lead psychiatrist for Substance Abuse Treatment Services, Southeast Louisiana Veterans Healthcare Services as well. Dr. Potash, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Thank you so much. And I know my name and title is quite a mouthful, and you did an excellent job of pretty much hitting it out of the park on the first try. So all the Mordecai Potashes out there, thank you.
They're as frequent in numbers Newells out there. There's not many of those.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when this thing, like, if your name is Newell Norman or Mordecai Potash, when you were in elementary school and the teacher shouted out your name, you didn't have to look around like, oh, me? No. Is it me? No, it's you, buddy. It's you. You're in trouble.
Absolutely. That confused look was of no use or purpose. Right?
Exactly. All the Johns, Jeffs, and Stevens out there got away with it. But the Mordecais and the Newells had no chance.
No such luck. All right. So a new type of non-opioid painkiller. Obviously,
right.
We all know the downside of opioid substance abuse in this country. So tell us about this new drug.
Yeah, for sure, Newell. Now, first, I want to start by saying, of course, I have no connection, professional or financial, with the makers of this drug, Journavax, Journavax. And, so I don't have any sort of financial stake in any of this. And I think that's important to tell the listeners, you know, because listeners need to know, especially when a doctor talks about any sort of medication, like, you know, okay, did the pharmaceutical company give you stock in the medicine in exchange for your talk, or are you getting a fee from the company in order to talk about the medicine? And for me, it's neither. As you said, I direct substance use treatment for the New Orleans VA, and calling it the New Orleans VA is a misnomer because it's really Southeast Louisiana VA, because we touch everything from the Texas state line to the Mississippi state line, a little bit from Alexandria down into the Gulf of Mexico or Gulf of America, however you want to call it. That's as far down as we go. So, you know, like I have seen these issues from the pain management side, because I used to be the president of the Southern Pain Society, as well as the substance use side. So I've really seen both sides of the coin. And the first thing I want to say is exactly what you said. If your listeners just go to the website, just spell out the name of the medicine, JournaVax, and go to the website, the first thing that hits them is like, hey, it's a non-opioid medication. Fantastic. We need more of them. But then it says to treat adults with moderate to severe acute pain. And that's very important because, you know, like I would venture that a good number of your listeners suffer with chronic pain and they are looking for new options for their chronic pain because it has been just a terrible, terrible situation for the last 20 years with the OxyContin crisis and crisis with other opiate medicines. But on the other hand, people are saying like, look, I deserve to get some degree of relief here. And I've tried everything else other than opiates and they just don't work. And so, you know, like I'm not abusing it. I would like to continue to have access to this medicine that lets me carry out my day without so much pain, which lets me sleep at night without waking up in severe pain. So with JournaVax, it's really important that, let me just say, everybody's familiar. Everyone's gotten a prescription and they open up the prescription and this piece of paper pops up, right? It's all folded up in this like tiny, very thin paper, and they open it up and it's like tiny, 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 like micro writing about the medicine. And nobody can make sense of it. Nobody reads it. Everyone throws it away. But that's kind of the agreement that the drug manufacturer had with the Food and Drug Administration to make this medicine legally available. So as both a physician and a scientist, I can read those tiny inserts and make sense of them. And I just want to share some of that with your listeners, and then they can make their own choice. So what's important to say is that there were three studies that got JournaVax approved. Two of them were critical. And in both studies, what happened was patients got a procedure. In the first study, they got a tummy tuck, you know, like a tummy tuck that everyone knows. You know, like, hey, I'm getting older. I'd like to look like I did when I was 20. And get a tummy tuck. So they had about 1,200, I think it was 1,178 patients who got a tummy tuck, and some of them got JournaVax after the tummy tuck. Some of them got what most listeners know as Lorset, which is hydrocodone with Tylenol. So they got 5 milligrams of hydrocodone and a regular Tylenol every 6 hours. So some patients got that. And then some patients got placebo. So what's a placebo? Easiest way to describe it is it's a sugar pill. And I sent this to you, Newell. I'm sure you took a look at it, that there's a graph of how patients did. And the first thing you notice is like, hey, they monitored patients for 48 hours, for 2 days. Okay. And over those 2 days, the JournaVax patient's pain diminished. However, the patients also getting hydrocodone acetaminophen diminished just as well. You know, like no better, no worse. It's almost the same. And lastly, the patients that got the sugar pill, that got the placebo, they also got better. You know, they weren't actually even getting medicine, and they got better. And that's not surprising because the people in the study, they got a tummy tuck, and it's going to hurt for a couple of days, but then the pain is going to fade away. You know, like most people have a procedure, they're in pain for a couple of days, and then it gets better. And that's what happened here. Now, last thing I want to say about that study, and this is really important, this is kind of in the fine print, that tiny, tiny print, is that all three groups were offered Advil throughout the study. So if you got the JourNovax and you were still in pain, you could take Advil with it. So looking at the graph, you have to keep in mind, like, okay, even the JourNovax patients got Advil. The hydrocodone patients got Advil. The placebo patients got Advil. The JourNovax patients got Advil. So it's not like JourNovax did all the heavy lifting by itself.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
First study. And I'll just stop there, Newell, to see if you have any kind of feedback or...
No, I just want to say that we need to move it along because we want to get to end game trial two.
So let me just say like that the end game is that the makers of JourNovax did a good job of showing that their medicine works for acute pain. Okay, but if a person is struggling with chronic pain, there really hasn't been anything done with JourNovax that would say this is going to work over the long term. So that's the important thing, you know. And then they have to take into account the cost, too. You know, that right now, if you were to just pay with your Visa for 30 tablets of JournaVax, it'd be about $465. So, you know, you do. Now, of course, if your insurance picks up part of it, you know, that's incredible. But then again, it depends what tier it's in. And depending on the tier, your copay can go up pretty strikingly. So people have to know what the cost is and what the benefits are so they can make the best decision for themselves.
So how does it compare to other non-opioid options, Advil, Naprosyn, Celebrex,
exactly.
There's all kinds of products out there for acute pain.
Exactly. As far as the makers of JournaVax have done, the Celebrex, the Naprosyns work just as well as JournaVax. But there's nothing in the studies that show that JournaVax works better than them.
Some of these have a higher propensity for liver or kidney damage. Also, some present gastro problems. Where does JournaVax fall on that spectrum? The reason all of this is important, right, is that it's being marketed as the non-opioid, you know,
entry to the
market. It is, but it comes at a cost. I mean, and, you know, when you talk about $465, you know, for a 30-day supply, it's $15.50 a tablet.
Actually, 30 tablets would be a 15-day supply. It would just be a two-week supply. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's right. So you take it twice a day. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
It does have a really good risk profile. You know, as far as anyone knows, it's excellent as far as not being toxic to the liver or the kidneys or any other organ in the body. So that is, as far as anyone knows, JournaVax is a great deal as far as your organs. You know, like, and you and I know that patients that take anti-inflammatories for a long time can develop liver and kidney issues. The studies on JournaVax showed so far that it's safe for the liver and the kidneys, but also preface that no one, not the makers of JournaVax and not anyone else, has done a long-term study. But the short-term data is very good.
So, and I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question.
Yeah,
the right way. So how is this different than when we talk about how is it blocking the pain?
Right,
is that different than Advil or Celebrex or Naprosyn?
Right,
or even
right.
even the case of the opioids.
Right. And Newell, you hit it on the head in that JournaVax is the very first medicine that uses a new blockade of pain signaling called the NaV1.8 sodium channel. There's been research in this for decades, and JournaVax is the first product to be released that actually, utilizes all that research. So it's a brand new category of non-opiates. It is not in the same category as Advil or Celebrex or Naprosyn. It's in a category all by itself.
So how does it end up really blocking that transmission of pain signals?
So what scientists found out was that there were a bunch of different sodium channels in the spinal cord that were involved in communicating pain signals. You know, like that your average pain signal has to go through several different nerves before it gets to the brain and when you where you perceive the pain. And those and the makers of Journavax and other researchers found like, hey, this particular sodium channel is very highly involved in that pain highway. And if we block that, in a sense, we take away one of the major highways of pain signaling. And that's exactly what it does. So it's kind of like a big auto accident on the freeway that totally stops traffic from going through. So that's what Journavax does. It totally stops pain signaling from going through. And that sounds very exciting. It really does. It does. But what remains to be seen is, like, okay, is that the only pain signaling that goes through the spinal cord? And just how important are those pain signals? And we just don't have long-term information about that. We don't. We don't have it. Because it just hasn't been out long.
What do we know as known side effects?
Yeah, so
real quick, we only have a minute.
Known side of there was just a couple of known side effects, you know, like and itchiness was a big one, or what they call pruritus. Itchiness was a big one. Also, people sometimes developed a rash, a very noticeable rash, but there was no indication that rash was, you know, like something terrible, you know, like your skin was going to fall off or something else. It was just a rash. So you got itchiness, you got a rash, and some people also complained that they had muscle spasms that also were not very severe. So Journavax's side effects were pretty dang mild.
So there's hope then, and this is a whole new landscape and maybe a whole new opportunity, right, for us.
Right.
And I got to imagine when you overlay AI on top of this, what research has been done already, we may have additional answers in the research right now that we're just not aware of.
That's possible. And I think like that there might be, well, one thing that the FDA is going to automatically do is that they're going to monitor for any sort of side effects that get reported to them. And that is actually what sounded the alarm on OxyContin was all these people started to call and say like, hey, my husband got addicted to this medicine. My wife got addicted. I got addicted. Right. And all these complaints went to the FDA, and the FDA said, okay, we have to meet about this because we are getting all these serious, serious complaints. And they call that post.
So, Doc, I got to interrupt you. I got to get to a break. Yeah. We appreciate you joining us today, Dr. Mordecai Potash, pain specialist, two-laner program director, and lead psychiatrist for substance abuse treatment services at Southeast Louisiana Veterans Healthcare Services. Thank you so much for your time, your insight. Truly appreciate it.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.